Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Mother Nature, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we select verses from the Holy Quran, we try and learn a lesson, and we reflect upon. Alhamdulillah, today, very unique and informative topic we brought for you. That is the types of devils. What are those types? We'll be learning today. Be with us from start till end. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Mother Nature Channel's TV screen and watch this informative episode talking about types of devils with us. Inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. Before we proceed, let's make few good intentions by Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you watch from start to end, you learn what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 112. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا And thus, we created as enemies for every prophet, the devils from among the humans and the jinn. Some whisper fabricated statements to others in deception. There are two types of shayateen, devils. One is shayateenul jinn and shayateenul ins. Shayateenul jinn are those devils who belong to jinnat, jinns, like Iblis-e La'in and his progeny. Whereas the second type is Shayateen al-Ins. These are those devils who belong to humans and they call towards kufr, disbelief and misguidance. This reality has also been mentioned in a hadith as Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an, seek protection from human devils and jinnat devils from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He radiallahu anhu says, I asked, are there shayateen devils in humans too? It was said, yes, I my deen. They say that human devil is more worse than a jinn devil. When we see this verse, then we understand that why I, my deen, consider that human devils are worse than jinnat devils. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the human devils first in this verse, whereas the jinnat devils are mentioned after. There are many methods and ways how can we remain protected from these old types of shayateen. They've been mentioned in a hadith also, and ulama, they've talked a lot about it and written a lot about it. But in a hadith, a very simple method has been mentioned. When shaitan, he whispers, you should get away from him by saying you are a liar. Subhanallah. For example, if jinnat, the devils, they come and whisper, They say that Islam is not a complete code of life. It is not important to follow Islam for salvation, ma'adallah. Or it's not necessary to follow the Sharia. If you follow Sharia, it will be very hard for you to live in this dunya. And if such kind of whispers of shaitan come in your mind, all you have to respond to this waswasa, this whisper, is that you are a liar. And likewise, if shayateen amongst humans, insan, they say that this is possible, that one can progress if they give and take in trust. Okay, that's how economic development is possible, and something which is against Quran and Hadith. And such wasawis, such whispers, they come in one's mind. Or whispers like, in order to live in this day and age, we have to change the meaning of Quran and Hadith. This is important, astaghfirullah. Whispers of such kind, if they come in your mind, or to get respect in the modern world, we have to leave the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or Islamic traditions, and we need to adopt the modern world the way they are going. Their customs and traditions we need to adopt. Then only we'll be able to progress in this world. If such kind of wasabis, the humans who are classed as shayateen, devils, if they whisper, if they say, if they tend to explain and make your mindset, all you have to say is, you are a liar. Just, and then separate yourself from such people. Astaghfirullah. Because these are all whispers. This is all lies, nothing else. Because Islam is a complete code of life. Quran is until the day of judgment. It will guide us and it guides us. As I, my millat, the Imams and Nasraheen, those they have advised us, our scholars, our pious predecessors, they have considered human shayateen, devils, the human devils, are worse than jinnat devils. And we need to be more extra protective when we deal with such shayateen who are insan. They could be around us. They could be on our social media account. They could appear on any social media platform. They could come on TV. They could come in front of us, maybe in institutions where we work. They could be in our surroundings. And they would talk ill about, astaghfirullah, Islam, the teachings of Islam, the traditions and customs of Islam. And they would distort the meanings of Quran and Hadith. And will we just listen to them? Nobody is Islami with us. That's not possible. For a believer who believes in Islam, he will straight away disassociate himself or herself from such people, such persons. They should not be on our phones. They should not be on our social media accounts. We shouldn't listen to them. Anyone who talks against the Sharia, who talks against the teachings of Islam, we've got nothing to do with that person. And the methods to deal with such people, we have been taught in Quran and Hadith. Hence, in one place, we have been given this hukum, this order by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Those they mock your religion, those they can destroy your iman, don't even sit next to them. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَوْ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah has sent down this command upon you in the book, that when you hear the verses of Allah being rejected and mocked, then do not sit with those people until they engage in some other conversation. Otherwise, you will become like them. Surely Allah will bring together all the hypocrites and the disbelievers in hell. So in the commentary it is mentioned, it is clearly stated in this verse that when the verses of Allah Almighty are rejected and mocked, one must not remain in such places. People who watch unlawful things and those who sit in the company of friends and deviants, where there are elements of mocking and rejecting the religion, should pay heed to this. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly asked us to be distant and remain separated from such people who reject the verses of Quran, who talk ill about our Islam, the teachings of Islam in any way, form or shape. Why should we associate? Why should we engage ourselves with them? We need to be separated from them because such people are human devils. And in a hadith, we have been prohibited, we have been stopped to even go closer to such people who are deviants, who are misguided. Rasulullah said, end of time, there will be Dajjal, Kadhab, the fraudulent and severe liars. Such people will be there. They'll bring such conversation and talks to you that you wouldn't have heard, even your forefathers wouldn't have heard. So you should remain separated and away from such people. And you should keep them away from you too, lest they do not misguide you and put you in fitna. The verse we just mentioned and this hadith, what we learned. We learned that we have been strictly prohibited, stopped to even sit and get closer to such people who mock the religion of Deen Islam. And sitting with them, having their company is like being like them. And this is also understandable. Not only the noble people, even those they are intelligent ones, literate ones, educated people, when they start listening to such people who are gumrah, deviants and misguided, got their own interpretations of religion, when they listen to them, they slowly and gradually, because of their company, because of listening to them, because of sitting with them, they start believing what they're saying, astaghfirullah. And they start becoming like them in their thoughts, and they start following them. This is very clear in this day and age. You find them, many people, astaghfirullah, on social media platforms, you see them. There are people, they come up with their own ideologies, their own interpretations, their own understanding of Deen Islam, astaghfirullah. They distort the meaning of Quran and Hadith. They reject the opinion of Jamhur. They reject the opinion of 1400 years consensus. And they come up with their own ideas. And the people, they start thinking, oh, what he's saying? Something different. Wow. And astaghfirullah, slowly and gradually, they listen to such deviants, misguided people, and they end up losing their own faith in Iman, astaghfirullah. It's very important. You choose who are you listening. Isn't it important that you choose who can enter in your house? Will you allow anyone, whether you know him or not? You won't. Likewise, in your phone, no one should come who you don't know, who is not an authentic scholar, who is not from Ulama-i Haqq, who is not a true Sunni scholar, authentic scholar, learned scholar. And you just keep on listening what he's saying, and then slowly and gradually you think, oh wow, then you start believing what he says. People are ending up, astaghfirullah, losing their true aqaid, ending up believing corrupt beliefs. This is what is happening. And then so-called intellectuals, when we start hearing them, they're talking about modernism, liberalism, and so many other ideologies that they talk about that. And those, they have their companies, those that listen to them, they start believing like them. And the haq, what is mentioned in the Quran and the hadith, and Muslims, those they've been practicing through 1400 years, they astaghfirullah go against that. Because of so-called learned scholars, intellectuals, professors, doctors, engineers, so and so forth. So the people of such kind, they have not done well in their own fields. And they start talking about Islam, what they do not know much about. So why are we fascinated to watch them or listen to them? Why don't we watch Madani channel? Why don't we watch Madani Muzakara? Why don't we watch Ulama-i Ahlus Sunnah? Why don't we watch Muftiyani Kiram on Madani channel? Why don't we watch the authentic information on Madani channel? Why don't we engage with authentic Ulama of Ahlus Sunnah and listen them and associate? Why don't we go to Qafle with Ushaqani Mustafa? Why don't we go to Ulama Ahlus Sunnah in Masajid and listen their bayanat? Why don't we sit in Ijtima'at and we learn Deen Islam from authentic source. This is what is desired. This is what is needed. So, in summary, what we have learned, let's reflect upon, respectable viewers, in Quran, in the Hadith, in the light of what we have learned today. We can conclude that we need to be separated from a people who talk against Islamic law, Islamic teachings, in any way, form or shape, they mock the religion of Deen Islam, and they go against the consensus of ulama, of Ahl-Sunnah. They talk against the true aqaid of Ahl-Sunnah, of Islam. We need to disengage with such people. We need to disassociate with them, and we need to keep them away, and we need to keep ourselves away from such people. It could be physical or virtual or any way, form or shape. We must not listen to such people, and we should avoid their company. This is very important, because not only shayateen are in jinnat, but shayateen are also in humans. We need to figure out. لباسِ خضر میں یا سائے کڑوں رہزن بھی پھرتے ہیں اگر جینے کی خواہش ہے تو کچھ پہچان پیدا کر. Yes. If you want to live, you need to have some sort of recognition. You should know who are you listening, whether it is authentic or not, whether it is haq or not. That's all for today. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be back again with another episode. And the program is Lessons and Reflections. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala. على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lessons from Quran about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Quran about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.